Penguin Random House Audio presents Moody Bitches. The truth about the drugs you're taking, the sleep you're missing, the sex you're not having, and what's really making you crazy. By Julie Holland, MD. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Introduction. Women today are overworked and exhausted. We are anxious and frazzled, yet depressed and burned out. Our moods and libidos are at a rock-bottom low, our vital energies drained as we struggle to keep up with work, family, and hundreds of friends online. We blame ourselves for how bad we feel, thinking we should be able to handle it all. We dream of being perfect. We even try to make it look effortless, but we were never meant to be so static. We are designed by nature to be dynamic, cyclical, and yes, moody. We are moody bitches, and that is a strength, not a weakness. We evolved that way for good reasons. Our hormonal oscillations are the basis for a sensitivity that allows us to be responsive to our environment. Our dynamism imparts flexibility and adaptability. Being fixed and rigid does not lend itself to survival. In nature, you adapt or you die. There is tremendous wisdom and peace available to us if we learn how our brains and bodies are supposed to work. Moodiness, being sensitive, caring deeply, and occasionally being acutely dissatisfied, is our natural source of power. Yet we have been told just the opposite. From a young age, we are taught that moodiness and all that comes with it is a bad thing. We learn to apologize for our tears.